Okay, everybody's going to be excited they came today. Maybe. Okay, very important halacha. We're on page 260. The second aleph. We started kuf aleph yesterday, but it bears repeating. We didn't do the Mishnah Berurah either. So aleph. Hamispal tzarach lechaven b'chol brachos. When you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you have to be focused, concentrating on all the brachos, all 19. You don't discriminate. V'imein yochel lechaven b'kulam, if you can't handle all them. Lefachos yechaven ba'avos. At least have kavana, have intent during the first bracha, what we call avos. Again, Avraham. Vim lo kiven ba'avos. If you didn't concentrate, you're floating off somewhere during the first bracha. Afabish yekiven b'chol shar hashar. Even though you concentrate on all the other 18. Bechalashar yachzor v'yispalzu. Machaber says you have to go back and down. It's zilch. It's nothing. We saw the Rama yesterday. You know, in chozim bishvil chisar and kavana. The Rama is lenient and says you don't have to go back and down. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, that doesn't mean the Rama is necessarily disagreeing. In other words, everyone agrees if you didn't have kavana in the first bracha, it is disastrous for your Shemoneh Esrei. The only point of contention is: do you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? So Machaber says yes. The Rabban says no, because she'afa chazar karav hushlo lechaven imkein lama yachzor. Because who says you're going to have kavanah the second time? So why should you go back? That's the only bone of contention. They both agree that it's disastrous for your Shemoneh Esrei if you didn't have kavanah on the first bracha. A few Mishnah Berurahs, which we didn't do yesterday. Okay, so first the Chavetz Chaim says that the reason why you have to have Kavanah and Avos, well, let's go before that. Now, so we said that you should have Kavanah the entire Shemoneh Esrei, and then, if not that, at least the first paragraph. The Mishnah Berurah says there is something in between. The thing in between is, if you can't handle the entire Shemoneh Esrei, so at least have mind for Avos, and also the Brachos. Each bracha, right? Gal Yis, Rofe Chol Am Yisrael, you know, so on and so forth, right? Only all the brachas of each bracha, you should have kavana for those. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, and then of course the lower rung is avos, and also as we'll see throughout this siman, especially in the next halacha, modim. Modim is also very important according to many pasukim. It's not as crucial as avos, but also according to many Rishonim, modim is also important. Now the question is, why is avos so important? So the Chavetz Chaim brings the reason, and that is sidur shvacha shel makom. It's praising Hashem. It's the opening praise of Hashem. You're praising Hashem. You're saying who you're beseeching to. And if you're praising Hashem, so you know, and you're off somewhere. So, you know, you can ask somebody for something without really thinking that much. But if you're praising someone and you're really totally unaware of what you're saying and what you're doing, so then it's empty. The Aruch HaShulchan brings other reasons, some very interesting reasons. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mishum, you got to be focused on the first paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishum, the brachas u'tchilas ha-bebaruch u'mesayem es bebaruch. It starts with a baruch and it ends with a baruch. None of them are like that. Now, we don't say a baruch, as you all know, you've been here a while. You know, a classic bracha begins and ends with a baruch, baruch atah. Right? It always starts and ends with a baruch. Now, the only exception to that is if there's one bracha right after another one, like the Birchas HaShachar that we say in the morning, they don't start Baruch and Baruch because they're one next to another. They're stacked. Same thing with Shemoneh Esrei. One after another, so the Baruch that ends, that's the end of the last bracha, we consider like the Baruch at the beginning of the next bracha. If you understand what I'm saying. So same thing with Shemoneh Esrei. Consecutive brachas. The first one is the only one that begins and ends, the Aruch HaShulchan says, with a Baruch. So it makes it special. Also, the Kama Shemos Nizkaruba, And also there's a lot of names of Hashem in the first bracha, for example, Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, a number of times, not just once, that we say Hashem's name. Also, another reason, V'smucha L'Gol Yisrael. So Marsha's reason, because it's right next to Gol Yisrael, the bracha we said right before Shemana, bracha to Hashem, Gol Yisrael. Right, we all know there's a halacha you have to connect. Gol Yisrael, that bracha to Shemana Esrei. Hashem, you redeem us. You're great, right? So that's the Marsha's reason. The Gamba Ba'atzma is Kerasa Geula, and also in the first bracha itself, it talks about how Hashem will redeem us. Umevi Goel, right? Umevi Goel Livnei Evnei Alman Shmo Be'ava. And he says, that's what the Gemara says in brachas, Lamed Amad Av, Lo'olam Yamad Adam Asmo Im Yachol L'chavein V'ispalel V'im Lav. Therefore, the Gemara says, you have to be careful. You have to think. Will I be able to concentrate? Will I be able to focus in here? And he says, that question that the Gemara is asking each and every single one of us, am I going to be able to concentrate for tefillah? That's referring, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Koi Gamkein Avos, goes on this bracha. And then it goes on, of course, if you can't, we'll see what happens if you can't. Okay, now, a couple more Mishnah Berurahs. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on and explains that if you figure that you cannot have Kavanah for that first paragraph, don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. It's that crucial. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say, you know, we all know this happens, right? Especially this tonight, you were going to say, okay, I'm going to have Kavanah for the first paragraph. And then you get there, and then you float off. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, so we go like the Ramah, so Ashkenazim, you don't have to repeat Shemana Esrei, but let's say you find yourself at the end of the bracha. You didn't say Hashem's name yet. You said, you didn't say bracha to Hashem yet. In other words, you find yourself, Melech Ozer Moshiach Mogen. Well, what happened to the first paragraph? We didn't say the bracha yet. So the Chofetz Chaim says, as long as you didn't say the bracha yet, stop, go back to Elokei Avraham. You don't want to say bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avraham, because that's Hashem's name. But go back, because you floated off. So as long as you didn't make the bracha yet, go back. Go back to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and repeat that with hopefully Kavanah. Okay, we're running a little late, so I'll leave you in suspense. Now the question is, so good. So we said, again, if you're a Sephardi, I don't know what Sephardim doing, but I assume if they didn't have Kavanah for the first paragraph, they have to go back and repeat Shemana Esrei. Let's say according to us Ashkenazim, so we say you don't repeat Shemana Esrei. But we'll see in Meretz Hashem Belineder tomorrow, very interesting Bir Halacha, that the Chofetz Chaim comes up with another Knetch, how to save your Shemana Esrei, sorta. Again, even if you didn't have Kavanah in the first bracha, you floated off somewhere, really bad. Everybody agrees, really bad. But the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, which we'll see tomorrow, will come up with a way to sorta still save your Shemana Esrei. And Meretz Hashem B'Lineh, we'll see that tomorrow.